it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration. To do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Not good morning, everybody. Good morning, and you are tuned in this morning with Just Us Talks with Tisha. We are here every Wednesday at 10 o'clock until 10:30 at Blog Talk Radio, and we record on Periscope as well as Twitter, Facebook, and all of these things. So this morning we are actually not recording on Periscope, and so hopefully you guys get a chance to tune in, but I will post the information on my Facebook and Twitter pages. If you would like to follow my law office, you can do so at on Twitter at T.S. Hillman Law. I think it's T.S. Is it T.S. Hillman Law.com? T.S. Hillman Law? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And I'm also on Facebook at T.S. Hillman Law.com. So, so you can just Google us and visit our website at www.tshillmanlaw.com. So no matter how you slice it, at tshillmanlaw.com, you will find us. So I'm happy to be here with you guys and talking today about something that is very, very important, which is self-care. But I just want to tell you guys my own story about self-care first, because the reason I'm not recording on Periscope this morning is because I had surgery on Monday, and so I am recovering right now. It is not fun. Very, very painful. So I just do not have the I do not have the wherewithal this morning to get up and to do that. So, but I will post, like I said, I will post the show on my other social media pages and social media outlets. But self-care, the reason it is important is because, you know, as people, as human beings, we are naturally very, very resilient. And I say this all the time about children, specifically in the line of work that I do. As many of you know, I do family law. I also do some criminal work and also some personal injury work. And the thing I've learned about kids and working with kids in my former life is that children are very resilient. But also people in general are very resilient. And that's why I want to really talk about this, because there's been a lot that we've talked about on this show and just a lot happening in our world, you know, with a lot of people, as we've talked about, with the fear and anxiety over some of the marginalized groups that have been sort of attacked, essentially, during the presidential campaign and now targeted during the, you know, all of the things with the new president-elect. Some of the things that people have had conversations with me about are about their fears regarding the appointments of, you know, white supremacists. And, you know, so it's been a lot going on. And, you know, people are concerned, not only for themselves, but their families, their children. And it's a very, very difficult time, specifically if you're also going through a legal battle on top of that. My experience in terms of family law has just run the gamut of the things that I've seen and situations that people have found themselves in. And I've met with a lot of people who have been very, very despondent and just depressed, especially around this time of the year. This is a very, very difficult time of the year for many people, people either without families or people who have families but are now being thrust into the middle of these legal battles where their families are kind of being torn apart. And that's why I really wanted to focus today on self-care, especially being inspired in light of, you know, my own recent surgery, as I just stated, and having to, you know, practice what I preach. So I wanted to make sure that people are aware of what we mean when we say self-care, because I'm pretty sure you hear this term being thrown out there. And it is, I would venture to say that most people, when they say it, mean the same thing. And essentially, it just means taking care of your mind, your body, and your soul. And the reason that's important, especially, one, like I said, this time of the year, because unfortunately, it's a time of the year where suicides go up. And, you know, I find myself at this time of the year very concerned about some of the people that I've dealt with, just because I know all of the things that they are going through and have gone through, and what this time of the year means for people. So just kind of going through some self-care tips that I think are important. First, stop overthinking. A lot of times, you know, you go through these legal situations and you have to deal with these family things, and people people obsess about the situation and what are the outcomes and, you know, what happens if this, what happens if that, what happens if this. And so what happens, unfortunately, is that their mind is completely consumed with every single thing that's going on. And I'm not at all saying that, you know, that you shouldn't be cognizant of what's happening, obviously, because obviously you have to be. And I do want to mention, I am not a social worker. I have no sort of professional licensing in any of that. These are just some of the things that I have learned from doing this and giving people in the past when I've dealt with worked with victims and dealt with victim service agencies. We have to talk to our clients oftentimes about self-care. And like I stated, and just having to talk to my own clients in my legal profession about self-care. But I do want to say that this does not at all take the, take out the need for possibly pursuing professional help if you need that with a licensed therapist or psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever the case may be, okay? So just stop overthinking because you don't need to have all the answers to everything that is unfolding in your life right now. Because what happens is, you know, I kind of always think about the thing that I like to refer to, and I'm pretty sure, you know, many of you have heard this. And so essentially you kind of become paralyzed by your own thoughts because you've analyzed the situation so much that you're now in a place of mental paralysis, right? And sometimes even physical paralysis, because now you can't move, you can't do anything because you're so overwhelmed from thinking about all the different permutations of how this thing can possibly play out, right? And whether that is a legal case coupled with life or just a legal case in and of itself, any of those things could be a lot to put someone kind of over the edge. So stop overthinking. And take time to really think about anything in your life that is good, anything in your life that brings you joy. Because what I found in a lot of situations with clients is that they're so with what's happening right now that they can't even think for a second that there's something beautiful still going on in their life, whether it may be their children, it may be a job that they love, it may be something that they're good at that they love doing, but they're not able to stop and think about that because they're so consumed with everything that's going on and trying to figure out having the answers to everything, right? The second thing is accepting things for what they are. So what I mean when I say this is that one of the things that I've learned in life is I only have control over that which I have control over. I have no control over how someone else responds. I have no control over someone else's behavior. I have no control over any of those things. Any outside forces, I have no control over. I can only control what I do in response to things happening in my life, right? And I say the same to you. Sometimes we really have to just kind of play this wait-and-see game, right, and respond to things as they come without, essentially accepting things as they are. And, people like to share the serenity prayer, accepting things. It's a prayer about, accepting things. And I think it's really good because, the only things, like I said, that you cannot control outside forces. You have no control over how your husband or wife or anyone outside of yourself is going to respond to anything. You have no control over the courts. You have no control over the outcome. You have no control over any of those things. So you just have to focus on the things that you can change and the things that you do have control over, and stop pushing things that you have no control over, because it will drive you mad. And sometimes we also have to just stop and be still, right? One of the things that I personally enjoy is taking long drives, right? And one of my favorite places, DMV area, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, is Great Falls. And anyone who knows me knows that I love Great Falls. So there's a Virginia side and there's a Maryland side. Obviously, I just had surgery on my knee, so I will not be hiking anytime soon. But when I am well, I like to hike. It brings me so much peace. And it's so beautiful out there. If you've ever gotten a chance to go out there, it is just amazing. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. There are gorgeous waterfalls that you can just stop and just be still, right? Just be still and take in life and enjoy the beauty of creation. That's one thing that I really enjoy. Just taking long drives. When I used to live up in the New York area, I would take long drives, from the New York area sometimes to Connecticut or whatever, to just see creation. You know what I mean? And that doesn't work for everyone, so you got to do what works for you and find what makes you happy and what's going to make you still. Like, some people like to cook. I am not I do cook, but it's not something that, brings me peace, like creation, right? So find what works for you, whether it's baking cookies or, just cooking in general, whether it's sitting in the park, whatever it may be. But just find the time during the next few weeks. We have December 1st is tomorrow. So we essentially have 4 weeks left in this year. But I hope you find time over the next 4 weeks to be still. Because, we live in a society where everything is microwaved, right? And that is from our 24-hour news stream to hearing every single time something in the world goes wrong. We hear about it instantaneously, whether it be from social media or just from, watching the news. We hear about it instantaneously. Sometimes it's okay to disconnect. Sometimes you really have to shut your phone off. Shut the TV off, shut the computer off, and just be still. Find peace. Another thing that helps people to explore this journey of self-care is to essentially to stop comparing yourself to others. Not everybody that is listening is a spiritual person or believes in the Bible, and that's absolutely fine. This is not what that's about. But I do like to take information from various sources that may be helpful to people. And one of the things that I find helpful is there's a Bible scripture that says, when we compare ourselves to ourselves, we are not wise. And I love that, because what that means to me is to stop comparing yourself to yourself and to others, because you are not the same person that you were yesterday, because you have new information that you didn't have yesterday or the day before. I'm sorry, you have new information that you didn't have before. And so now you can make different decisions than you could have yesterday, right? And so you got to stop comparing yourself to who you were a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, because sometimes we beat ourselves up for the decisions that we make, and we say, why didn't I see this? You know, I've seen people in going through divorces. You know, like why didn't I see that my partner was cheating, or why didn't I leave the first time he or she was abusive? You know, why did I do this? Why did I do that? Because we make decisions based on the information that we have at the time. And, you know, they always say that hindsight is 20/20, because it is. And the reason it is because you didn't have the information 2 hours ago, you know what I'm saying, that you may, I mean, I'm sorry, you didn't have, blame it on the pain. Just blame it on the pain. But, you know, you understand what I'm saying, though. Like, you got to deal with yourself gently. And what I mean by that is we are sometimes our own worst enemy. And so we got to stop comparing ourselves to ourselves. And I've also seen in situations where people are going through a divorce and now, you know, maybe your new husband or new wife or whatever is, you know, now seeing someone else. And it is a natural tendency to compare yourself to that other person. And the thing about life, though, is that you don't know what journey that person has had to go through to become the person that they are. You know, you may only be seeing what's on the surface, and so you probably don't have all the information to start making judgments about yourself based on a picture that you cannot see in its entirety. So be gentle with yourselves and stop comparing yourselves to who you were yesterday, 5 years ago, and stop comparing yourselves to other people. And then the other thing is do something that start new rituals, right? Because if you were married and are going through a divorce or whatever the case may be, or if you're dealing with a custody situation and maybe it didn't pan out the way that you thought it would, sometimes you got to just create new rituals, because maybe what you did or what you enjoyed with your ex-wife or ex-husband or ex-partner or whatever the case may be, maybe you got to stop looking at those things as the status quo and start creating a new reality. And, you know, when I was doing social work back in the day, we used to refer to it as creating a new normal, because maybe that's something that was normal for you at the time, but now you have a new reality. And so you have to deal with things where it is right now and creating a new, you know, and create that new reality. And whatever that means, because maybe, you know, maybe you didn't like taking walks and maybe now you do. Whatever the case may be, just find a way to create something that brings you joy, but something that may be new for you. Another thing, sometimes we also have to, in order to get out of our own way, sometimes we have to also overcome fears, right? Because I've had people that have gone through divorces and they've been married for, you know, 20, 30 years, right? And it's tough to imagine life without that other person. But sometimes you really have to do things that scare you. Because I started this all out by saying we as people are very, very resilient. But we don't really see that resilience and we don't really see what we're truly capable of in terms of, pushing our limit until we push our limits, right? And we don't push our limits until we do things that we're afraid of, until we do things that scare us. And so, you know, even if it is, you know, you wanted to make a life change in terms of a job, maybe now, you know, you can do that. Doing something that scares you. And I'm not saying go jump out of a plane. Maybe that's it for you. I personally will not be doing something like that, but that doesn't mean that that can't be something for you. But what I mean when I say that is push your own boundaries. If it scares you deeply, you may want to just go for it, because sometimes our fears are irrational, and they're just based on things that they're based usually on things that we perceive that may happen, but because we've never done it, we don't really know what's going to happen, right? And so that's why it's important sometimes to push beyond your own boundaries, because sometimes I really believe that we're only as great as we think we are. And if you think you're great, go be great. And I always say, own your awesome. Own your awesome. You are amazing. And so you have to own that. And when you find yourself in these tough times throughout the holidays or dealing with a tough divorce or a custody case or whatever the case may be, you have to sometimes, like I said, create a new normal, do things that scare you, own your awesome. You got to push yourself beyond your own boundaries to see how great you really, really are. Another thing is surround yourself with people that care about you, whether it be friends, family, or whatever. And I want to be very sensitive here because I do understand that not everyone has friends and family or people that they're close to. But if you do, surround yourself with people that love you and that have your best interests at heart. Just my morning coffee. You guys know how much I love my morning coffee. Know your strengths. And the reason that's important is because as people, it is, you know, I watch Dr. Phil a lot, and because I really love what he communicates to people. And one of the things that he always says is, it takes a whole lot of attaboys, you know, to kind of retrain our minds to overcome, you know, one bad thing that we've told ourselves about ourselves or someone has told us about ourselves. And I've been talking a lot about domestic violence and protective orders and things like that. And so maybe you found yourself in a situation where someone is constantly telling you who you aren't, right? Who you aren't. And maybe that's even yourself. Because one of the things that I started out saying is stop overthinking and stop comparing yourself to yourself. And so maybe that's creating your own, having a paradigm shift from things that you've told yourself, right? And so you got to know your strengths, because our weaknesses scream at us, or we shout them at ourselves, right? And so maybe you're coming out of a situation where you've dealt with domestic violence. And maybe your partner has told you, like I said, all the things that you aren't, but you got to know all the things that you are, and you got to create a list of those things. And even whether it's a mental list, a physical list, whatever it may be, of what your strengths are, single one weakness that you believe that you have or someone has told you you have, you got to create at least 10 strengths to overcome, you know, your mind kind of telling you, you know, pushing that one weakness or whatever it may be to the forefront of your mind. Eat healthy. There's been a lot of research about how eating healthy really can help you to, and a lot of things in life, whether it be for energy, for calm, for whatever it is that you need, usually you can find something to give you that outside of, you know, drugs or whatever the case may be. You can usually find that in food or in nature or whatever the case may be. Stay away from negative people. And I cannot stress that enough, because the last thing that people need when they're going through a difficult time is people that are going to not bring out the best in us, right? And sometimes, you know, I had this conversation with one of my relatives recently. Sometimes that's your own family. Sometimes it really is. And, we can't choose our family. And, I read this, I find humor in very interesting things. But, I read this, I don't know if it was like a T-shirt or something, but it said that friends are God's way of apologizing for our families. And I thought that was hilarious. But, not everybody has supportive families, and some of us have people in our families that are very negative. And so if it helps you to stay away from negative people, including your family, then you got to do that. And you don't be a negative person, right? Don't be the person that tells yourself, all the things that you've done wrong. Because like I said, you know, the information that you have today may be different than the information that you had when you made that one bad decision. And so you got to forgive yourself, and you got to forgive others for the choices that they've made and for the choices that you've made. Because at the end of the day, one of the things I started this whole conversation saying, you can't control other people. You can't control the responses of other people. You can only control the things that you have control over, and that would be yourself. You can control how you respond to other people and what they say and what they do, but you can't control other people. There's so many different things that I can go through. We have 5 minutes left. But I think the thing that I really want all of my listeners to take away from this is to do what works for you, because what may work for person X may not work for you. Like I said, I may like hiking, but that may not be your thing. It may be baking. It may be whatever the case may be, but you got to do what is going to help you to take back control, because it's all about getting back to a place mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally to where you're whole and where you are healthy. And one of the things that I want to share with you all is that I had a caller last week on the show who is a licensed professional counselor, and she is out of Atlanta. So, you know, I'm not sure if she does, I don't really know in terms of her practice if, you know, she does anything, online or on the phone. I'm not sure about that. But her name is Carrie Winchell, and she is an absolutely fantastic person. She is a licensed professional counselor. She is a national certified counselor, and she's also a certified natural health and holistic health practitioner. And now to add to her list of incredible accomplishments, she's also an author. She just wrote a book that I think you would probably find very, very helpful. And the book is available on Amazon.com, and it's also available on BarnesandNoble.com. And it's called For This Too Is Love. It's a book of daily affirmations and of poetry. And I want to leave you all with that, because there's so many things that we can do to help ourselves in the midst of going through difficult times. Like I said, whether it be difficult times, maybe the anxiety and fear that people have communicated to me that they're facing about the country, the conversations that I've had with people that they're facing depression and anxiety about their particular legal matter, or just daily anxiety about the holiday, whatever it may be, whatever the source of your anxiety may be, even if you're not dealing with anxiety, depression, any of those things, even if you are not dealing with any of that, we can all practice self-care, because all of us need to make sure that we are whole and happy people, because guess what? We all have jobs and children and families and responsibilities that have to take, you know, that we have to be available to take care of. And so to be whole and healthy can definitely help us to be able to be better equipped to take care of our family and our friends and our obligations. And so as you go out in the next week, I challenge you to practice self-care, to do some of the things that I've mentioned, to find ways that maybe I haven't mentioned, that maybe have you've thought about on your own, to create a new normal for yourself. But at the end of it all, you got to own your awesome. You got to own your awesome, because regardless of what's going on in your life, you are resilient, and you do have the power to overcome and to bounce back from this. So you know, take a look at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and look at the book For This Too Is Love, and hopefully you'll be able to get something out of that. And I will see you guys, or maybe see you guys next week on Periscope. But I certainly look forward to touching base with you guys next week, and hopefully someone can talk to me about maybe what they did in order to, or something that they're thinking about implementing to practice self-care. Be awesome. Have a good day.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, a dollar off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.